the Public News Service Doha Newscast, October the 6th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Staff at a Starbucks location in downtown Iowa City voted to unionize, but so far no contract talks are scheduled.
The workers gathered last month with labor organizations to mark their decision. The store joins more than 360 Starbucks locations nationwide where workers have voted to join a union. The issues in the Iowa City location are not unique to the labor movement. Workers want better wages, a say in profit-sharing decisions, beefed-up staffing, better health care benefits, and work-life balance. Iowa City Federation of Labor President Jennifer Shearer says the workers also have a safety concern being located downtown.
There were active shooter alerts downtown, and they've been told by management in the past that they're not allowed to lock the door during those active shooter alerts.
The employees have also expressed concern over sanitation problems in their store. Employees of the Iowa City Englert Theater also unionized this year and agreed on a contract that went into effect in June. A recent Gallup poll shows 67% of Americans support labor unions, a move that has gained momentum across the country among companies big and small. I'm Mark Moran.
The Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, has claimed the company hasn't broken labor laws and is willing to bargain with workers who have voted to unionize. Now from the Associated Press, the Biden administration announced they waived 26 federal laws in South Texas that to allow border wall construction on Wednesday, marking the administration's first use of sweeping executive power to pave the way for building more border barriers, a tactic that was often used during the Trump administration. And our Deborah Van Fleet reports the latest report on the Nebraska correctional system shows a decrease in the use of restrictive housing.
The Office of Inspector General of Correctional Services has tracked this and other prison practices since it was created in 2015 to oversee the state's correctional system. The use of restricting a prisoner's contact with others peaked at 423 in 2018 and has dropped most years since then to 216 people in August. ACLU of Nebraska Policy Director Scout Richters says, although the progress deserves recognition, it isn't enough, especially when the isolation is for long periods of time.
Across the globe, there's a consensus that prolonged solitary confinement is torture, that it's inhumane, that it greatly exacerbates mental health issues and self-harm attempts.
The OIG report shows the number of people in restrictive arrangements for over 6 months declined from 185 5 years ago to 42 this year. In August, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers blocked the OIG from accessing prison records.
This is Public News Service. Many employers are hiring college grads if they can also show skills-based training, leading one Texas school to expand its Google Career Certificate program.
South Texas College is a recent recipient of the Innovation of the Year Award for elevating its online Google Certificate classroom. Computer science professor Nicholas Inahosa says the award recognizes an effort to offer students upskilling and reskilling with what are known as micro-credentials. He believes it's helping with student success.
I have a couple of students that I know firsthand. They have gotten the certificates, and it's helped them move up in their position in their careers.
STC offers Google certificates in voice and data technology, telecommunications specialist training, and internet utilization. I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, Indiana is part of a new program created to help young people access early college credits, apprenticeships, and certificate programs.
Katie Lash, who heads the East Central Educational Service Center, explains Indiana already has a good grasp on the issue.
Again, the good news is Indiana was already definitely involved in a lot of this work and by some measures, perhaps ahead of other states in how we have tried to approach these concerns.
The initiative is in response to Indiana House Bill 1002 signed into law in May that requires schools to provide more career coaching and improve access to higher ed and training programs. According to the latest Indiana College Readiness Report, the state's college-going rate in 2020 fell to 53%. Just 5 years earlier, it was 65%. I'm Terry D. reporting.
The College Readiness Report found one in four women in Indiana chose health professions. One in five men chose business management or STEM career fields. Finally, Alex Gonzalez lets us know an Arizona-based coalition is calling on the Department of the Interior to expand the Cabeza Prieta National Wildlife Refuge, in addition to returning the Darby Wells town site to the Tejano Odom Nation.
Hiachero Odom elder Lorraine Marquez Eiler explains the proposal would transfer a parcel of land managed by the Bureau of Land Management near Ajo to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a part of the Cabeza Prieta Wildlife Refuge. Eiler says Darby Wells and the cemetery have great meaning to her and Native stakeholders.
We do need a place where we could have our wakes, our ceremonies. Even though we do it at Darby Wells, which is on BLM land, it would be much better that we have our own place.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some great radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.